I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Bunions are bony bumps that form on the joint and the base of your big toe. Wearing shoes that don't fit properly or those that aren't designed with foot health in mind can take a toll on your feet and contribute to bunion development. Arch support is important for proper foot mechanics and bunion prevention. Walking barefoot on hard, flat surfaces can, over time, lead to problems much like unsupportive shoes, as there is no supportive structure for your foot. Taurine is an amino acid found in animal foods such as seafood, grass-fed red meat, dairy products, and pasteurized eggs. Taurine is considered a conditionally essential or semi-essential amino acid because, while your body can naturally produce it, supplementation might be necessary under certain conditions. Research involving Japanese adults suggests higher taurine intake may protect muscle strength in middle age and beyond. Higher taurine intake was linked to a significant increase in knee extension muscle strength over 8 years. Taurine levels are thought to play a key role in aging and longevity. However, levels typically decline with age. A pure extract of lemon verbena can improve sleep quality in healthy individuals who experience sleep disturbances. Green tea contains incredibly potent antioxidants, including EGCG. Studies show green tea consumption improves brain function as well as staves off cognitive disorders such as Alzheimer's, helps prevent dental cavities, fights inflammatory disease such as arthritis, and even combats several cancers. How tea leaves are processed makes all the difference in the health benefits provided, as do the water temperature and steeping times. Between three main varieties of tea, there's green, black, and oolong. How the tea leaves are processed makes all the difference. Then there's white tea, which researchers believe may have similar health characteristics compared to green tea. Matcha tea, which means powdered tea, is authentically green, but possesses several other differences that set it apart. While regular green tea involves soaking the leaves, either loose or in a bag, and pinching them, matcha green tea is the actual leaves ground micron fine. Loose tea provides far more health benefits. According to one study, the hotter the water you brew your loose leaf tea in, the more antioxidants you can expect to benefit your body. The best amounts to use when measuring loose leaf tea is a ratio of 4 teaspoons of tea for every 4 cups of water, and drink it while it's hot. 10 years ago, the average German had 20 toxins over the threshold of detection in their blood. Today, that average is over 500, an indication suggesting detoxification is necessary for everyone. I can't even imagine what that is for an American, where our EPA, USDA, and FDA have less laws than the European Union and fail to protect us from pesticides and toxins in our air, soil, food, and water. When your body is contaminated with man-made toxins, your body tends to compartmentalize them. Eventually, those compartments reach a certain threshold of toxicity, at which point your immune system can no longer control the microbial growth in that area, resulting in chronic infection. Two major water-soluble toxins are the vaccine preservative thimerosal, which is mercury, and the herbicide glyphosate, which tend to be sequestered in areas such as kidneys, lungs, and bones. Examples of fat-soluble toxins are benzene derivatives, insecticides, pesticides, and herbicides. They like to settle in the fatty tissue, which makes them potent neurotoxins, since your brain is comprised primarily of fat. Water and fat-soluble toxins require differing methods of detoxification. While you may have over 20,000 chemicals in your body, two that are particularly hazardous to your brain are glyphosate and aluminum. Importantly, glycine is used up in the detoxification process. Hence, many of us do not have enough glycine for efficient detoxification. To eliminate glyphosate, you need to saturate your body with glycine. There's a guy named Klinghardt, and he recommends taking 1 teaspoon or 4 grams of glycine powder twice a day for a few weeks, and then lower the dose to 1/4 teaspoon or 1 gram twice a day. This forces the glyphosate out of your system, allowing it to be eliminated through your urine. Aluminum is even more sinister. Stephanie Seneff, PhD, has shown that aluminum, when it gets into the extracellular space, completely changes the voltage on the cell walls, the voltage-gated channels, and has a profound effect on the microstructure of the whole matrix. One common ailment related to aluminum toxicity is underactive thyroid or hypothyroidism, which is incredibly common these days. Aluminum hydroxides, such as those found in antacids, actually interfere with intestinal absorption of thyroid hormones. Being a metal, it is also has an affinity for the nervous system and tends to collect in your brain, spinal cord, and enteric nervous system of the gut. In all of these places, it blocks vital functions. To eliminate aluminum, you need to increase your intake of silica by using herbs rich in silica like cilantro, horsetail, or citric acid. An easy and inexpensive strategy is to squeeze some lemon into a bottle of water and drink it throughout the day. Malic acid or apple cider vinegar is another. You can also buy malic acid in capsule forms or use magnesium malate. To eliminate fat-soluble toxins, a combination of sauna and binding agents such as chlorella or silica can help. When you have an amalgam filling and you make a phone call on the side where the filling is, the speed at which mercury is evaporated from the tooth is increased multiple times. The combined effect of toxicity and Wi-Fi has unleashed these viruses and that are called human endogenous retroviruses. For internal protection, we recommend that you take a tincture of rosemary or a tincture of propolis, which is from bees. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. It may be a good time to check your freezers. Some ice cream products from brands including Friendly's, Hershey's, and Chipwich could contain possible traces of Listeria monocytogens. Clayson quality chocolate caramel flavored confectionery drops and 8 other chocolates being recalled for salmonella. More family cheese, More Farms, and Creamery cheddar cheese curds are being recalled for E. coli. Fresh Start Produce sales whole cucumbers for salmonella. Heinen's Tuscan salad bowl for undeclared pecans. New Seasons Market strawberry rhubarb Bakewell tart for undeclared almond. Breckenridge Pharmaceutical duloxetine delayed release capsules for CGMP deviations. Eugia dexamethasone sodium phosphate injection and what other for impurities degradation. Denison Pharmaceuticals Little Remedies gas relief drops for Burkholderia sepacea, which is a mold. Consumer Product Partners petroleum jelly actually contains petroleum jelly with lavender and chamomile. Lupin Pharmaceuticals Cefixime for oral suspension for failed uniformity in specifications. Teva Pharmaceuticals Amoxicillin and Clavulanate potassium tablets for subpotency of the drug. Raw Farm LLC raw cheddar cheese, all kinds of them for E. coli. Blue Point Laboratories potassium chloride extended release capsules for dissolution failure. FGF Brands Inc. Aldi Bake Shop Bakery chocolate chip muffin for undeclared walnuts. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals potassium chloride extended release tablets for dissolution failure. Foppen Paling Enzyme smoked Norwegian salmon slices for Listeria monocytogens. Feve Artesian chocolatier and dandelion chocolate-covered cocoa nibs for undeclared hazelnuts. DSD Merchandisers deluxe roasted and salted mixed nuts for undeclared peanut. Wildly Beloved Foods dried orzo and dried campanelle for mold. Totally Cool Inc. ice cream products for Listeria monocytogens. And that's it For this week's Health Super Segment, this is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.